If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with Julia Sweeney. Listen as we chat with Julia Sweeney about Saturday Night Live. Take a listen to this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. Who are your comedy influences?
George Carlin.
Carol Burnett.
Jackie Gleason, if I go way, way back. Red Skelton. I love Red Skelton. The Sonny and Cher show. And then later, SCTV. When I watched SNL, I thought those people are cool. When I watched SCTV, I thought those people are funny. Like, I just loved SCTV.
How did you get your start in comedy?
In Spokane, Washington, where I grew up, I didn't know anyone in show business. I thought you could be a nurse or a teacher. I love show business and movies, but never thought of myself as an actress. I went to college. I got a couple degrees, but one was in European history, and I wanted to be a professor. I got a degree also in economics, which had an accounting part of it, so I moved to Hollywood to become an accountant. I didn't like it because in order to move up, you had to get an MBA or a law degree, and I just didn't like it enough to do that. So I started taking classes at the Groundling Theater. I didn't even see the Groundlings. I just read a review in the paper, and it said they taught classes to non-professionals. So I started taking classes and knew I had to change my life. I quit my job a couple of times and became like a person who freelanced as an accountant. So I worked for different places, Columbia Pictures, United Artists, and I would do freelance accounting. And while I took classes, so I got into the Groundlings, and the Groundlings have a Sunday company, which is like their farm team. Lauren came to see people. In the end, it was between me and Lisa Kudrow, and I got it. And I remember thinking, you know what? I hope she works. I hope she, you know what? She deserves a career.
Do you have a favorite SNL sketch or memory?
Usually you write your own stuff. I wrote a lot of my stuff with this woman, Christine Zander. Mostly people don't write things for you, and the staff was mostly guys, so it was really hard to get parts, even though there were some parts. But David Spade once wrote a sketch for me that he wasn't in, and he wasn't even being paid as a writer. And it was this really funny sketch where I'm on a date. I think it was with Alec Baldwin. I'm not sure. The premise of the date is that he's the guy's just trying to have sex with me. All I talk about is how I'm not a girl who puts out right away, and then I proceed to order really expensive things off the menu. And then the guy has to sit there and try to steer me away from the most expensive items on the menu, realizing that the night's not gonna end as he anticipated. And it was so funny, and I just appreciated that so much that he did that.
How did you meet Tarantino?
I would say, Quentin and I started hanging out when I was the famous one. Reservoir Dogs hadn't even come out when I met him. Danny DeVito and Harvey Keitel were on SNL, and I'm a big, huge movie geek. And they were like, you gotta meet this kid. You gotta meet this kid. He knows all about film. He's a crazy film buff. He came to the show that Harvey was doing. And so I met him at the party, and we immediately started talking about Yasuhiro Ozu, which is my favorite Japanese director, and he is into Ozu too. And we immediately just became friends. Like, we just immediately started hanging out and talking movies all the time. And it's true, when we first started hanging out, people would come up to me. And then we were hanging out when he was writing Pulp Fiction. He would call me at night and read me the pages that he wrote. Then it came out, and it was such a crazy, like, I got to be around him as he catapulted into the stratosphere of fame. And I remember we went to London because we'd gone to this film festival together, and we were in London in front of this huge magazine stand. And we were counting how many magazines that he was on the cover of. Like, it was crazy amount of fame so quickly. That was wild.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.